The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. All right, so for today's practice together, last time we practiced, we touched into the practice of forgiveness as part of the 8 Pillars of Joy series that we've been covering together and exploring together over the weeks and days. And as we explored, as we tapped into the possibility of forgiveness, the different aspects of forgiveness for ourselves, others, etc., for conditions, the request at the end by many people raising their hands when I asked, would it be helpful to do this again? So yes, we're going to approach and work with forgiveness again tonight. Slightly different. There's so many different ways to work with these practices, and it's nice to offer them up. So I'd like to say a couple words, especially for those who weren't here the last time, and say another couple words for those who were here last time, just new things on forgiveness. So considering, why would forgiveness be a pillar of joy? To really feel into that for yourself. Why would forgiveness support joy? And see what arises as you check in for yourself. And I trust that something perhaps similar to the following might have come up for you, maybe, that if we're hanging on, if we are hanging on to a hurt, not letting go of a hurt, and not forgiving others or forgiving ourselves, that the rumination, the going over that what happened, how we were hurt, or how we going over the hurt over and over and over again, it takes a lot of mental, psychological energy, a lot of negative rumination that sucks the joy out of us, it sucks it dry. So forgiveness as one of the 8 pillars of joy is really a movement of the heart that supports ourselves. We try to forgive as much as possible, as much as it's available at a given time, just simply for the freedom of our own heart, so that our own heart and mind is at peace, in peace. It has closure. It can move on. It can move on to more joy and happiness and not be continually going over and over and over the hurt and the harm that was done. And also to say, forgiveness isn't always possible. We may not be ready to let go. It may not be available. So not to try to push it. Forgiveness is a generosity of the heart that's offered to ourselves and to others. It's the same way that you can't push generosity, kind of like force yourself. It doesn't quite work. They're opposites of each other. The same way forgiveness, there needs to be some openness for natural forgiveness to arise. And yet, the same way that we cultivate goodwill, kindness, metta in these sessions, so that they become the proclivity of our hearts and minds, so that when something comes up in our lives, with ourselves and with others, kindness is the natural response that comes up. In the same way, we incline our hearts, our minds towards forgiveness. It's not that you should forgive. There are no shoulds in these practices. We just incline our hearts, our minds to see, what's available? What's available? All, in addition to considering, in addition to considering the benefits, the values of this practice. And considering the values of this practice, there are many people, many living and not living archetypes who can serve to really support us. They can serve to inspire us in the practice of forgiveness. One little example I want to bring up is one that is from the Book of Joy, and it's the story of Anthony Ray Hinton, who is a man who spent 30 years on death row for a crime he did not commit. And he spent 30 years in solitary, in a 5 by 7 foot cell in solitary confinement, and allowed 1 hour of a day to be out. And during his time on the death row, he became a counselor and friend not only to the other inmates, 54 of them who were put to death, but also to the guards, many of whom begged his attorneys to free him, free him. So, and his case made it all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court unanimously set him free. So, in an interview with him, and there are many anecdotes and stories of what a really gracious and beautiful man he was. And this anecdote I want to share with you is from an interview on the American TV show 60 Minutes, that the interview asks Hinton whether he was angry at those who put him in jail. And he responds that he had forgiven all the people who had sent them to jail. And the interviewer then incredulously asks, and I quote, "But they took 30 years of your life." And he answers, "If I'm angry and unforgiving, they will have taken the rest of my life. If I'm angry and unforgiving, they will have taken the rest of my life." I find the example that this beautiful human being sets as so inspiring, in why we would give up. Of course, why we would choose to forgive for the freedom of our own heart. And of course, there is a difference between, how should I put it? There is forgiveness for our own heart. And of course, there is restorative justice. There is justice. There is a right to be done in the world. Not to say that, oh, we just forgive and we become a doormat and it's all okay. Forgiveness isn't about that. Is not about that. You can forgive someone in your heart, understanding, and still restoration and restitution needs to happen for harms that were done. So there is the action, and also there's the actions in the world, not condoning them, but also offering forgiveness for freedom of our own hearts. So a lot of words, a lot of concepts I've offered. So I like to ask you to let them go right now, and let's just engage in sitting practice together. And as always, we sit and bring the mind to the breath, to the body, calm, settle, and then I'll have some invitations for you to explore this practice for yourself, a practice of forgiveness, and to see what comes up. And to trust that there is no right or wrong. Whatever comes up for you in this moment is what needs to come up. And please don't try to push any forgiveness if it's not available. So with that, I'd like to ask you to get into your meditation posture. If you need to move, if you need to lie down, and landing, arriving in this body in this moment, however this body is in this moment, arriving and landing. Arriving, each moment a new arrival. Feeling your sit bones, your bottom contacting the chair or the cushion. Letting it land. Make contact fully. Relaxing the abdomen. Relaxing the back part of the abdomen. Relaxing the lower back from the inside of the lower back. The lower belly, groin area, that whole area invited to drop. Drop its weight. Dropping the weight of the shoulders, the arms, the hands. Dropping any tension. The forehead, letting it be smooth. The jaw. Softening, relaxing. Inviting the entire body to be soft, relaxed, a little heavy. In a good way. Letting go of its weight. Let tension rest. Rest in the belly. The attention, awareness, receiving the breath in the belly. with each in-breath, inviting more aliveness. In this body, and with each out breath, letting go of any tension, any holding. Let there be a sense of receptivity, kindness, goodwill that permeates the body, infusing the body, receiving the breath, almost as if receiving the breath with a smile, or you can just try to smile. As a sign of goodwill, receiving the breath, letting go of any tension. In fact, physiologically smiling does have impact on the sense of goodwill and well-being. Just try it on for size. Receiving the breath with a smile in your heart. Releasing the breath with a smile in your heart. Letting go of any tension. If they arise, and letting go of any ruminations in this moment. In a friendly, kind way. Saying, not now, I'm taking refuge in the body with the breath. And now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind something, maybe today, maybe yesterday, maybe in the past few days, past week or so. Something that's not the number one thing that you are upset about or wish you hadn't done it in that way, but maybe number two or three or four down the list. Don't take the 100-pound weight. Maybe the 5-pound or 20-pound in terms of the challenge of the situation. Bring to mind something that you wish you had done differently. For which perhaps you've been kicking yourself. As you are resting in the body with the breath, still staying with the body, this part is important, staying with the breath and the body, and bringing this issue in, not into your head to think about it, but really have a felt sense of it in your body. Yeah, that wasn't so wise in retrospect. Feeling in the body, staying with the breath. And realizing that there were causes and conditions in that at that point. There were things that were happening. The way you were thinking, the perspective you had, maybe the pressure you were under, the mood. There's so many causes and conditions that led to that unwise action. And recognizing that you are only human. You're only human. You make mistakes just like anyone else. Everyone makes mistakes. And holding yourself with a stance of kindness and compassion. Oh, sweetie, yes, I wasn't so wise. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I understand. Holding yourself like a wise elder, compassionate, wise elder. It's okay, sweetie. You can learn from this and you can move on. No need to keep badgering yourself. No need to judging yourself, kicking yourself. Holding yourself with kindness, letting go of a past that cannot be changed. And forgiving yourself as much as it is available in this moment, as much as it is possible, as a wise elder is holding you in your mind's eye, a being of compassion supporting you. And if you wish, you can say to yourself, in any way that I've harmed myself. I have harmed myself knowingly or unknowingly. By thought, words, or actions. I offer myself forgiveness as much as it as is possible in this moment. Letting yourself be held by the wise elder of compassion with kindness in any way that I've harmed myself, knowingly or unknowingly. By thought, word, or action, I offer myself forgiveness as much as possible in this moment. Letting your heart open its fist, letting go as dropping a pebble, a hard rock, into water. Ah, releasing, dropping it away. Letting your heart be a little lighter if it's possible in this moment. You're only human. And by forgiving ourselves, we can actually open our hearts to more joy, more goodness to serve ourselves and others in the future, in the present moment and future, beating ourselves up makes us small. We can't be available to serve, show up, and fulfill our most unique capacity of goodness and beauty to offer the world. So offering ourselves forgiveness. And with this scenario, maybe others were harmed also, or maybe there's some other action or thought or speech the recent time that someone else was harmed. Bringing that to mind. Again, either the same scenario or a different one if needed. And in your heart asking for forgiveness of others whom you might have harmed. In any way that I have harmed you, knowingly or unknowingly, by thought, word, or action, I ask you for forgiveness. I ask for your forgiveness as much as is possible in this moment. Again, we're not in contact with them right now, but as an act of opening our hearts to the possibility. in any way that I've harmed you, knowingly or unknowingly. I ask your forgiveness as much as is possible in this moment. Letting there be a sense of kindness and compassion, both to yourself and to this other being who might have been harmed by you, both of us, both of us who've been entangled together, entangled in this way. I ask for your forgiveness if I've harmed you in any way, as much as it's possible in this moment. And maybe in either of these scenarios, the first one or the second, or maybe they're the same. Maybe you were also hurt by another, by this other person, by another person. And seeing them from the stance of common humanity, whether they harmed you intentionally or unintentionally. Is it possible to offer some forgiveness in your heart right now, just for the freedom of your own heart? So that you have your freedom, whether or not they deserve it, that's not the point. They may not deserve it. They may not have ever asked for forgiveness, but just for your own freedom. Offering grace. As there's grace and mercy in the universe, plenty of it. Can your heart in this moment tap into that and offer forgiveness. Let go. Drop the weight of the rock, the pebble, in water, in the lake. If you wish, silently saying to yourself, in any way that I have been harmed by you, knowingly or unknowingly, by thought, word, or action, I offer you forgiveness as much as is possible in this moment. And lastly, there are so many causes and conditions that led to the harm being caused, the hurt either to you or to others, or to both. To offer forgiveness for all the causes and conditions, to acknowledge everything that had come before that was out of your control and out of the other being's control, everything that led to it. Offering forgiveness for all the causes and conditions that could not have been controlled, that were put in place long time ago. Releasing your heart of wishing for a better past. One version of this. Last one by Larry Yang is, in any way that I've been unable to be with and respond skillfully to the pain and suffering of our world, my own pain and that of others, may I come to accept pain, suffering, confusion, and ignorance to be part of the journey, my own journey, and the journeys of others. I offer forgiveness for the way that things are and have been, as much as is possible in this moment. May I come to accept suffering, confusion, and ignorance to be a part of my own journey and the journey of others. I offer forgiveness for the way that things are and have been, as much as is possible in this moment. Offering forgiveness for the circumstances of being human, that pain and suffering, ignorance are a part of the journey. And seeing how that stands and staying in your body can offer perhaps a sense of lightness. It's like this, being human. We are hurt and we cause harm. Round and round and round we go. And for the last moments of this practice period, offering yourself forgiveness for whatever came up or didn't come up during this practice. May our practice together support our awakening, support the goodness in our heart to shine, to serve us and to serve all others and the world. Thank you all for your practice. I'll change the settings. So there was a lot in that practice we did together, a lot to unpack. If there are any comments, reflections, questions you'd like to share, you're welcome to unmute yourself or to type it in chat. You're welcome, Bill. Mm. Thank you, Neil. You're welcome also. Any reflections, anything you like to share? Denise, I see you're unmuted. Would you like to share something? But we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, can hear you now, yes.
Okay. Whoa, that was deep and very healing. Thank you very much. It was a practice that I actually came with a lot of weight in my chest to the practice today, and I was not expecting that forgiveness was the right practice for this moment, and it was, especially right now in terms of self-forgiveness. And the last, and I wanted to ask you, the last phrase you shared about accept the suffering, the confusion, the ignorance as part of this journey.
Mm-hmm.
That was exactly what I was battling with. So that was key. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise. Thank you for sharing eloquently how the practice was for you today and supported you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And could you leave us in the chat that phrase?
Yeah, I will. I will put it in chat, and I can also actually, let's see, yeah, this is, tell you what, I can also put all of them in chat. Let's see if that's going to work. Give me a moment here. And by the way, the first three are from, let's see, this might be too long for, sometimes if you put something long in the chat, it won't let you put it. Oh, look at that. It let me put the whole thing in chat. And I tell you what, I'm going to put it in YouTube also in case YouTubers wanted to. These are the four forgiveness phrases.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, I guess it all came through, right? I think it did, yes. Oh, it doesn't seem to go through in YouTube. I think it's just too long for YouTube. The max is 200. Okay, I'll put in YouTube afterwards. Yeah, thank you. Any other reflections or questions? Gita, I see you're unmuted.
Yeah, I'm going to have a hard time even asking this question because I'm not clear in my own head. I find in meditation, this was definitely healing and also for me a very timely topic. I find in real life, when confronted with a situation that would benefit from forgiveness, my reaction is so fast. It's almost like a wound that doesn't ask for a reflection first, but hurts and asks for action before you can actually regulate with decision-making. So do you have any advice on how to work with that, if that makes any sense?
Yeah, yeah. It absolutely makes sense. It absolutely does. So what I would say is basically, on the cushion, when we're practicing these practices, we are slowly inclining our mind to have a different reaction, react, or not to have the reactivity, have a different kind of reaction in daily life in real time. And it takes time for that to happen. So yes, it's it's understandable in real life. It might seem like, whoa, yeah, and the cushion, it's so much easier in real life. But trust, please do trust that it's absolutely transferable. It's absolutely transferable. I can attest to that. These practices have been transferred in my own life. I've behaved in ways that have surprised me in real life, forgiving people that I thought, wow, what? Me? What? Huh. And it's like, okay, it's a practice. It's not me. It's just a practice that when you do it sincerely, it changes you. It changes you in ways that you will be surprised. You won't recognize yourself.
Nikki, this is Claire.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment something that I've noticed in myself during for the last 2 weeks. That, you know, I've been coming for about three. Is that my levels of tolerance have become greater, so that I don't act out on. I don't feel as much anger, and I don't act out on it. I've become much more willing to accept people who are different as being who they are, and not getting angry about how it's affecting my life. So in that respect, it overlaps with forgiveness, I think.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you, Claire. Thank you so much for sharing your experience as a testimonial of happy hour coming for the past couple of weeks, already feeling a shift. Sorry?
It's had a lot of effect, which is very, very pleasant. I didn't expect it. So.
That's great. We're going to ask you for a testimonial. We'll put it on the happy hour. We'll make whatever in a group. Maybe at some point we'll make a group for people to connect. I've been thinking about that. So maybe it's the place to share things like that. But thank you so much, Claire. Really appreciate, you bring it in. Especially, I think that's really helpful to hear for other people who are new to the practice, to hear that it actually has an impact. And for us to notice the impact, to notice the impact in daily life, to see how we might be acting, behaving a little differently. Yeah, thank you for that. So time is running fast. So let's transition to practicing in small groups, and in order to keep a couple of minutes at the end for more reflection. So with the small groups, here is the inquiry I'd like to offer. One is to, of course, show up as if you're showing up. Remember in the guided meditation I suggested to see your wise, compassionate elder. Okay, so each of you are going to the small group practice meeting together with your wise, compassionate elder who's now sitting on your shoulder maybe and just, you know, calming you, saying, it's okay, loving you compassionately. So doing that for yourself and for other people that you're in the small practice meeting with. And the prompt is, which of the aspects of this practice worked for you? Maybe if there's time, go one round and say what worked. If there's more time, go one more round around and say what didn't work, perhaps, if there's anything. But let's start with that. So I will create the breakout rooms, and I hope you stay, because there's so much wisdom to be offered in these small. You can really learn from each other about what has worked and how people found their way to work with this practice. And if for whatever reason being in a group does not work for you in this moment in time, it's perfectly understandable. So I will open the rooms now, and here we go. Hello and welcome back, everyone. So we have just about a minute left. If there are any reflections, please feel free to unmute yourself and go. Wow. What was it like to practice in groups? Lisa, please.
Hi.
Hi.
One thing I was really connecting with was the fourth kind of phase around forgiving of the causes and conditions and circumstances. And I felt like it, I'm going to use your phrase, I felt like it, I felt the sense of like common humanity between like myself and the person and other person who came up for me in this meditation around, because of our unskillful actions, like toward myself and that I experienced from another, it was like, because we're all facing these like causes and conditions, different ones, but I think like habit patterns, you know, that led to that unskillful reaction. And so I felt this sense of connection and like that common humanity that I, that it's not come up for me before, like in this forgiveness practice. Yeah, that was something I noticed. And thank you so much, Nikki and everyone.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Lisa. I really appreciate you bringing this perspective of common humanity and the causes and conditions. We are impacted with different causes and conditions that we may not even know, we don't have control over. Just being human is so hard. It's so hard already. It's so complicated for all of us. And suffering being a part of the journey. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So Claire, you wanted to add something or?
Now I've somewhat forgotten, but I guess what I was starting to share with my small group was that you talked about a sense of freedom. And I realized as we were talking that what happened for me was, or what happens is when I hold on to anger or unable to forgive, it pulls me down into a state, unhealthy emotional state.
Right.
And when I forgive, I feel freed from that.
Yeah, exactly.
To then get back to my own life.
Yeah.
And I'm not in that space.
Yeah.
Which I think you were, I think you were going with that.
That's exactly, exactly.
Yeah. To just say, I'm done with that.
Yeah, and moving on, exactly, which is why it's a pillar of joy. Beautifully, beautifully put. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for expressing that experientially. Yeah. Yeah. So it's 7:02 and Barry asks, is there a retreat this weekend? Yes, I'm teaching a retreat this weekend, everyone. So some of you might be on my mailing list. I think many of you are not. I'm teaching a retreat. I'll put the link in the chat, in both chats. And the it's a retreat. It's a 2-day retreat. Starts Friday night, just setting the tone, and then Friday and Saturday of meditation. It's offered through the British Columbia Insight Meditation Society. So if you like to spend, yay, that's right, Gita, you're part of, you're in Vancouver, that's where we met. So if it wasn't for COVID, I would be up in Vancouver this weekend, but I'm in Mountain View, so I'll be teaching it virtually in Vancouver. So please join us. Yeah, I'm missing you guys also. So lovely to be there last year, whenever it was. So if you'd like to join us, check it out. And please come. It will be lovely to spend a couple of days practicing together. So
okay to come to part of it?
It's okay to come to a part of it, yes. Yeah, for this one, it's definitely okay to come to a part of it. Yeah. So dear ones, thank you for practicing together, coming, showing up, practicing, especially engaging with forgiveness, which is courageous practice. It's a beautiful, deep, courageous practice. So thank you so much for your courageousness and showing up for yourself and all beings everywhere. May you be well, happy, free, and available to serve yourself and all beings everywhere. Thank you all. You can unmute yourself and say goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you, Nikki. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank
you, Nikki.
Thank you, everyone.
Love you, folks.
Thank you. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. I'm sorry about the retreat. Bye.
Thank you, Val.
Thanks, everybody.
I love this new ritual. Thanks, all. Bye-bye.